Take a couple of nice deep breaths and relax and close your eyes. And just allow yourself to let go. Just feel all of your muscles just relaxing. And just breathe. And see yourself standing in a beautiful meadow. And in this meadow, you can see all the way across. You can see to a line of trees in the distance. And you can see that walking towards you now is your ego. And as it comes closer, you can see all of the aspects of yourself that you identify with your ego. You can tell by the way it walks and it has that little swagger, little tilt to its head. And it's just your ego, so just let it come without judging, without any expectation. And now your ego is standing in front of you. And I want you to look deeply into the eyes of your ego and see yourself. See how your ego has always been there to protect you, to help you in the ways that it thought you needed, that it is a part of who you are, and it is a part of you that it is okay for you to love. And you can feel your heart opening and love flowing out to your ego. And now your ego is encased in a beautiful bubble of love, pure unconditional love. You love and accept your ego exactly as it is. Even if it never changes one tiny little bit, you still love and accept it. Because it is a part of you. And you love and accept yourself. Therefore, you must love and accept your ego as well. And as this beautiful bubble of love is encasing your ego, you can see your ego is starting to change. It's becoming less dominant. You can see love for you in its eyes now. You can see that it really, truly does care about you. And it really is doing whatever it is doing for your happiness as well as its own. And so you can see this exchange of love now. And you can feel the love from your ego to you and the love from you to your ego. And your ego is just getting softer. It's like a small child. It's just saying, okay, thank you so much for loving me. I didn't think you really cared, but now I know you do. And so tell your ego what it is you want. Tell it that you want it to recognize that you are the one who's in charge and that you want it to work with you and that you make those decisions, that it doesn't have to worry about anything anymore. It can just do what you are guiding it to do and to do it in a way that's going to be for the highest good. And let your ego absorb that information. And you see it's still softening. And it's nodding its head, yes. It's understanding what it is you're saying. What it is that you desire from it. And it's also relieved. Because it never really knew what it was you wanted. It was always having to guess. And now it's going to know, because you are going to tell it. And so reach out and put your arms around your ego and hold it in a nice, snug hug. And thank it for all of the years that it has done so much for you, because it always did the best it knew how. And you understand that now more than you've ever understood it before. And keep sending love to your ego and telling it that it's okay, that it has done the best it knew how, and you understand that, and you accept that, and you accept it. And you will be the one in control from now on, and you appreciate that your ego will be working with you, that it will be right there by your side. And you can give it its first duty. You can tell it that it needs to point out to you any thoughts and beliefs within you that are not actually for your highest good, so that you can begin to let things go. And then your ego is happy. It has a job, an important job, and it knows that you trust it and you value it. And if you want to give your ego a kiss, then kiss your ego. But make sure that you are always loving your ego, because it is you. And so now you and your ego are going to turn and walk to the trees hand in hand. And you can skip if you want to. You can even sing. And, you know, just have a wonderful time and enjoy each other's presence. Because this is the beginning of a new relationship for the two of you. A relationship filled with love, respect, and honor. Where you are the one in charge and your ego is happily doing whatever it is you have asked. And over the next several days, you will notice things will come up that your ego is showing you that are not for your highest good. You don't hesitate to let them go, because your ego needs to know that you really do appreciate it, and you need to know that your ego really is there for you. And as you reach the tree, you're going back to the here and now, and your ego's still with you, and it's still that loving connection. You can just take a deep breath, wiggle your fingers and toes, open your eyes, and come back to the here and now.